More now with Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Ramping up from dinner parties now to perhaps getting out on the town. There's a big music history party coming up later in the month. The Broad Museum downtown is hosting a festival-style music exhibition 2 weeks from this Saturday, January 27th. It's called LA Intersections. It'll celebrate the music and the spoken word scenes that have emerged from LA, including punk and jazz, rap, noise, and more. There'll be live performances and readings by various L.A. writers and movement artists and musicians, including punk rocker and Hermosa Beach native Keith Morris, who's touring right now with his band called Off. That's Keith Morris and Off. And Keith Morris joins us right now on the show, direct from Australia. Hi, Keith.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're known as this high energy punk front man, right? But at this exhibit, you're not going to be like slashing a guitar, right? Or singing punk. You're gonna be changing pace a little bit by reading. You're gonna be doing some readings. Talk a little bit about what you're going to be performing there.
I'm going to be reading and hopefully. The museum will be passing out pillows so everybody can lay on the floor and relax. But I hope that while these people are relaxing, that they don't fall asleep. Now, right after me is a really cool new young LA band called Zulu. They start up at about 9:50, and they will certainly, if you have fallen asleep, they will wake you. They will wake you and shake you.
So, all right. So you're going to be doing some readings, and then we're going to hear some music from Zulu and some other folks, too, I'm sure, on the 27th. What can people expect, I mean, besides those two things, at the Broad Museum downtown? Is it all ages? Is it free?
It's all ages. I know that it costs money to get in. My good friend Pleasant Gaiman had a punk rock fanzine called Lobotomy. She's going to be doing a slideshow of pages out of the fanzine and punk rock flyers. Now, she goes back to the very beginning. She's like a cave girl. There's going to be some rapping. There's going to be maybe some world beat kind of stuff going on. It's going to be very eclectic. There's going to be something for everybody. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a fun one.
Why do an event like this? Talk a little bit about the importance of music. When we say LA intersections, so many things have been born and bred out of LA when it comes to music.
If you go all the way back to the beginning of music in Los Angeles, it's always been a hotbed and a breeding ground for great music. I come from a branch of the music business called punk rock. There's punk rock happening everywhere, just like hip hop, just like jazz, just like blues, just like rock and roll bands. There's always something happening. That's what's great about Los Angeles. There's just so much stuff going on. In fact, there's so much stuff going on, it's hard to keep up with all of it.
What elements, Keith, of LA culture and history have shaped your journey as an artist? What do you think the culture of LA has been in order to breed and to make these bands successful? Is it part because it's the entertainment capital of the world, because there are record labels based here? I mean, what do you think it is? And is it still, well, that kind of magic?
I truly believe that because Los Angeles and LA County is as big as it is, there are all of these different pockets of people around the city. It's one of the reasons we have hip hop, Compton, South Central, the scenario with Black Flag. We grew up in Hermosa Beach, where we're surrounded by surfers and skaters. We're also connected by freeways. And because when you get on the freeway, you get in the fast lane and you're driving 65, 70 miles an hour. You're on the move. You're going somewhere. You got something to do. There are all sorts of contributing factors.
So this LA intersection show, this festival type show over at the Broad, this is a nighttime thing on the 27th, right?
8 to 11 p.m. No, because 8 a.m. might be too early for the people that would normally attend some events like this.
Although some people, there are some early risers across L.A. too, I can assure you.
Oh, yeah, there are. Good for them.
Well, it's called L.A. Intersections, 2 weeks from this Saturday, January 27th, at the Broad Museum, Oculus Hall over at the Broad. Tickets are $30, and you can get them right now. Keith Morris, founding member of Black Flag, played with the Circle Jerks, has a new band called Off, touring the world right now. Keith, thanks for coming on and talking with us. Good luck to you and safe travels.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Well, that's all the time we have for this evening. Coming up next on 89.9 KCRW, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is hoping for second place in the Iowa GOP caucuses. She's starting to surge, though, in New Hampshire polls. You're going to hear about that. We're back tomorrow for our final show of Greater LA on KCRW. And an update on LA's crisis of the unhoused from our reporter, who's also moving on after so many stories. You're going to hear from Anna Scott tomorrow, and Zach Galifianakis will be in the studio to talk about a comedy charity show that he and other comedians are doing, and who knows what will ensue tomorrow on GLA. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for the time. Thanks for that ear. Bye-bye.